Today at Kwaninam, January 8th. Well, greetings everyone. Happy birthday to me is over and we're looking forward to another year. Ken Lewis tells us from Ohio that yesterday is a canceled check and tomorrow is a promissory note. Today is the only cash we have, so spend it wisely and we all must make our fortune today. We don't know what tomorrow brings. We know what yesterday was. Yesterday was very nice. And also, Anthony Quinn, the great movie star, Absorba the Greek, Shoes of the Fisherman, and many other great presentations on the silver screen, is in Honolulu having dinner with our governor and is flying to Kauai to be with us for a few days. Incidentally, he's doing a beautiful movie on Hinduism in India at 83 years of age, and he doesn't want to make any mistakes or offend any of the Hindus throughout the world. So he's consulting with us at Hinduism Today, and we sent two of our Madhavasi, Charya Seon Swami, Natim Thundanatha, and our Grihasthi missionary, Devarajan, to talk with him. They spent about 4 or 5 hours talking constantly about Hindu culture, the basis of Hindu religion, and he will be coming with his family to the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai for 3 or 4 days to be with us and experience an authentic Indian-styled Hindu monastery. We want to thank Ishwaparam for being with us on task force for 9 days and doing the electrical work in the Kadavo Hindu Temple. Arvind Kumar from Texas and his wife and daughter were here doing sadhana by the river and learning so many wonderful things. We plan to see them again on the big boat going to Alaska in June. Here's another question. I think it's from Ishwara in Malaysia. It's about dreams. Are dreams important? Well, yes, some dreams are important and other dreams are only subconscious ramblings of yesterday and the day before that. But most importantly, in merging with Shiva about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it's right in your computer right now, is a long dissertation about dreams. And if you listen to that, it's in the lesson of the day, you'll get a very, very good synopsis of a very precise analysis of the dream world. And back to Toledo, Ohio, wanting to know if there's a great guru there. Well, we don't know of any, but there is a Hindu temple. You go to the Hindu temple, Ken, and talk to the elders there. They may introduce you to someone that will benefit your life. But in every Hindu temple, the gods are being channeled through the deities of the temple. And your life will begin to change each time you go. Lord Shiva is here and there and everywhere. If you go looking for Lord Shiva, you will find him in the leaves on the trees. You will find him in the movement of the wind. You will find him in the energy of the ocean. You will find him in the life of the birds and the animals and the peoples on the earth, as well as the fish in the sea. Lord Shiva is, as our Vedas tell us, the oldest scripture on the planet explains, Shiva is the life of your life. Without Shiva, there would be no life. Without Shiva, there'd be no sun, no moon, no stars, no planets, no galaxies, no universe. Without Shiva, there'd be nothing. Shiva is the great manifestor, the great preserver, and the great absorber. And you do that too in a very, very small way. Each one in cyberspace creates, preserves, and destroys. Take thoughts, for example. You create a thought. You preserve that thought until it manifests. Or you destroy that thought so it won't manifest. The first creation mechanism on this planet is thought. So we must watch our thoughts. They must always be positive. Often people, and I've seen this happen, and you've seen this happen too, make a wonderful creation in the thought world and then become negative and wondering why it might not work out, and they destroy the thought, which was a good thought, a good plan, before it ever had the chance to manifest. So with these three powers that everyone has, the same powers as Shiva has on a broad scale, we have in a miniature scale. Creation, preservation, and dissolution. And it begins with thought. Then it comes to words. We can create with words also, because words are a little bit stronger than thought. You can create someone to like you. You can create someone to dislike you by your words. So therefore, if you say words that you wish you hadn't said, dissolve those words through apologizing. Dissolve those words by apologizing to the individual so they won't think badly of you and distance themselves from you. Many people are all alone living on the planet because they've used words so unkindly and so often that everyone distance themselves from them. And that's a terrible loneliness. That's a loneliness that can only be healed by deep remorse, sincere apologies, to awaken a compassionate heart, and to watch the thoughts and watch the words so that they're always true, kind, helpful, and necessary. Some good advice to begin this new year. We'll see and talk to you again tomorrow. January 9th will be tomorrow.